we're full speed ahead here on Houston, and it really gives a little bit of a jump on the situation, so we can spend today and really every day now going forward, just totally focusing our attention on them. And obviously, they had a terrific year. A big win yesterday against Cincinnati, so pretty familiar with them because we played them a month ago, but we still have to do the whole process again of, you know, just going back over. There'll be a lot of plan this time. We played them in December. Do a thorough job on all that. We're up.
Does the fact that you guys played them earlier and executed as well as you did give you any sort of advantage in your preparation for them this time around?
No, I mean, as we all know, I think if you play a team twice during the season, games are totally different. They never go the same way. So the matchups are, you know, we'll be able to certainly look at some of the matchups individually that, you know, guys have faced each other in the game. But as far as, you know, plays and calls and things like that matching up, sure, they'll have some new wrinkles. I'm sure we'll have some, too.
Bill, besides the fact that you guys have had a jump, our chances to get a jump on the preparation from last night, how much time were you able to put into Houston last week and, you know, knowing there was a possibility you would play them? Was it, you know, do you feel like you got a full day's worth ahead, half a day, or where were you at?
I don't know what the exact time on it would be, but we're definitely ahead. We spent a significant amount of time on that last week. First game, we would know by Saturday night whether they were the next opponent or not. We'd have to wait past that if they won. Don't be a bit of work. So.
Bill, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. Just looking at some of the differences in personnel from on their side from when you played them about a month ago. Garrett Graham, Brooks Reed, maybe a change at linebacker in the middle there, Newton at right tackle. What can you just address those, the differences in personnel that they have now that they didn't have in that game and what those players bring to them?
A ball on the kick game. But, you know, we work on all those guys other than Reed. I think, you know, we're pretty sure that Reed wasn't in the game. Out, but all the rest of them be prepared for. So the ones that were able to play played. Did kind of the same thing this time. You know, couple guys that are out like Sharp, but they added a couple new players as well. So we'll have to be ready for all of them.
Did you see anything from them yesterday that was different from what they've been doing, or are they pretty consistent at doing what they do?
Well, I think they had a couple things that were specific for Cincinnati. You know, not revolutionary, but I mean, I think they geared more coverage with Green, you know, things like that, formation, believe. Cincinnati stuff, but gotta be ready for all the things that they do, percentages, or which they'll try to feature against us, and that may have some degree out there, that type of thing. So just get full week preparation, big from the Cincinnati game, but we can. There's some good examples of things we can learn from in that game, but I mean, ultimately, our game, our matchups are different than theirs, and they'll even be different first game. But it's certainly a good game to watch. It's the most recent one, and, you know, as we pointed out before, with some of the players like Reed and Ball and guys like that, Newton, that there's some guys that we didn't face last time.
So not just yesterday, but it seems like a few games after you guys played, it seems like Jonathan Joseph has sort of picked his game, or really come to health, full health. It seems like he's really playing at a high level. Like, that's something you're noticing as well.
Well, he's a good player, and we've seen that all year. They usually match him on the other team's best receivers, so you always see him matched up against good players. he does a good job for him. And Jackson's done a good job for him, too. Harrison Ogden has played out very well. Cincinnati out and held him to whatever it was, 50 yards in the first half, 200 yards in total offense or something like that. So, you know, he's good, but they got a lot of good players on defense. Well coached.
Bill, some on this end in the media have sort of referenced the 2010 experience where you guys, you know, took care of the Jets pretty good in the regular season, obviously didn't work out in the playoffs. I'm curious from your perspective if that has any applicability to this situation, or is there a teaching point there to the players, or is that something you see totally doesn't apply?
Well, I think there's certainly a lesson there about the game that we play now. It doesn't have much to do with the game we played before, whether it's them or anybody else. So, another example of that. We talked about that, you know, many, many times here, and before and after the 2010 season. So, that was anything that was not mentioned until that situation occurred, but it's an example we can point out. I think everybody's said we talked about that many times before, but other games don't have anything to do with this game. And on its own, that is and will always be the case, but example point out, as we said, a little relevance to the previous game with the same team really does have.
So, looking at J.J. Watt and what the Texans, I guess, did with him on Sunday, they tried to get him into some one-on-one matches. Did you see something that was different from what the Texans had been doing the previous 4 weeks?
I don't think so, no. They, you know, depending on what front they're in, he has certain alignment rules that look pretty consistent. And they, you know, they run games, and so where he lines up isn't necessarily where he's going to end up after the ball snapped, which is also pretty consistent with what they've done all year. And he's a great player, don't get me wrong. He's made more big plays than probably anybody he has defensively this year in the league. But Smith, Reed, Barth, Merciless, I mean, they got a lot of other good players too. So, you know, Watt's a big focal point, no question, on that defense, but you can't ignore the other guys either. They're all part of the problem.
On the other side of the ball, Bill, you talked about Houston's defense, but on offense, I think Arian Foster's been over 100 yards in every playoff game he's played, which really allowed them to hold the ball, gosh, probably 40 minutes yesterday. How big of a concern is that come Sunday?
Well, I think that's, you know, again, a big focal point in terms of their offense. Not only the yards that he gains, but how the running game controls the game for him, how it sets up their play-action passes, how it you know, puts him in a lot of third and medium third and short type situations. So, yeah, there's no question he's a key guy for Houston and their offense. But he's also, you know, his production also complements the other players as well and the other parts of the game. So, we're definitely going to have to do a good job on him. And again, yesterday, you know, I thought made a decent amount of yardage by breaking tackles or by making, you know, a defender miss a tackle in the hole or that kind of thing and making good cuts. So, you know, he's playing behind three Pro Bowl guys on the offensive line, you know, with Myers, Smith, and Brown. But he also, you know, does a good job of making yards on his own, and he's got good blockers in front of him. So it's a number of problems there they present offensively. The quarterback, the tight ends, receivers, you know, great receiver in Johnson. Strong running game, good offensive line. This game, they're well coached. They're very good in all those areas.
Bill, how does Garrett Graham being back in the lineup affect their usage of Daniels and Casey in that sort of tight end fullback type position for them?
Well, I think one thing, Mike, is it gives them the opportunity to put all three of them on the field at once. So that's something they really weren't able to do in our game. And then, you know, the difference between Graham and Casey Daniels is out there most of the time. But, you know, Graham and Casey, I mean, they're both good players, and they complement each other, too. So it's, you know, they can have all of them out there together, or they can pick one or the other and, you know, use their strengths. Graham lines up a little more on the line of scrimmage, not exclusively, and Casey a little more in the backfield, but not exclusively. But, you know, it gives them more weapons, and you know, they're able to change up some of their looks and or change up the personnel group and get all of them out there together. And they're all good players, so it's a different matchup, one that we prepared for in our first game. Just didn't get
up to scrim. Phil, what makes Dwayne Brown one of the better left tackles in the league, in your opinion?
You know, I'd say pretty much everything, Mike. I think he's really, you know, a solid player all the way around. Very athletic. Does a good job of, in the passing game, handling speed rushers and counter rushes, things like that. He's got good quickness and is athletic to get up on the second level to make those cutoff blocks on the back side and runs away from them. He can, you know, has quickness to mirror and sustain with some of the lighter and quicker defensive ends out there in space, both in the running game and the passing game. He's a big guy, he's strong, got good lower body strength, so he can anchor against power rush and can get movement at the point of attack in the running game. You know, they kind of like to run behind him and Smith over there, although they make a lot of yards cutting back behind them too. So, you know, it's not like they just do one thing. But he's good at the point of attack. He's good on the backside. Very good in pass protection. They can handle the speed rush. Handles the power rush. Doesn't look like he makes many mistakes out there. He's a powerful guy that's athletic, and durable. He's out there a lot. So he's. He's impressive. Been very impressive.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Coach.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.